Welcome to the Flame Podcast, spreading truth like wildfire with your flamethrowers Anna Kane and Nicole Orozco on a mission to set the captives free. Now here they are, your hosts.
Hello, everybody. We have a great show lined up for you today. Today, I am by myself. Nicole's at a meeting for Mill Creek View. And I'm excited. I think that's Nicole's done shows all by herself a few times. Yep. This is my first time, so we'll see how it goes. Just kidding. It's going to be great.
You'll do fine.
For more information about the Flame Podcast and the Flame Paper, please visit us at theflameusa.com. You can subscribe to our full publication there and other podcasts. And when you go there, we have been doing Act 333, and that really is for people to just get out into their communities by getting three papers. Everybody can get three papers. Give them to three people and tell those three people to get three papers, and we'll get more content. We'll get more people activated. And I think it just really encourages people to get out and do something. So again, that is Act 333. And so General Flynn, it's movie night in Bow, Washington. Ooh, at Cowboy Church.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you're watching this and it's not 5 o'clock yet, get to Bow, Washington. And if not, their next stop is in Spokane. You can go to flamemovie.com and find out where that next location is. I highly suggest people go and watch it. I think that it, again, it's encouragement to fight for purpose. I'm really feeling that big right now.
Are you going to be there tonight?
Yes, I am going to be there.
I put it in the spot yesterday that we did, that you're going to be there.
Yes, I'm super excited. We got to interview him yesterday and, just talk about humanity. And I'm excited to be with him today. Do some live videoing. That will be awesome. So we will be there. Come see us. Again, that is Cowboy Church in Bow, Washington. And I think that is it for happenings. Besides, if you are a church, a business, an organization, and you need a newspaper, we do have theflamepress.com where we will create a paper specifically for you. We're really good at paper, so you should use us.
You are.
We are. I already talked about the Act 3-3, so that's amazing. And Steve, what are your happenings?
Well, when we face troubles, consider it part of your growth plan. When you are asked by God to question your beliefs and turn away from those that prevent you from drawing close to Him, count it part of your growth plan. When you discover a system that inspires and enlightens you, consider it part of your growth plan. Life in all its joys and cruelties is about growing up to be the person you are intended to be. Life is designed to chisel off the rough edges and make you useful in God's hands, to impart life and love to those you encounter, to share grace with those who spit on you, and tell the truth even when it makes enemies out of friends. It's part of the growth plan. Growth is inevitable. From the day you were conceived in your mother's womb to the day you go back to the ground, we grow closer to God or we grow further away. We grow closer to our spouse or we grow further apart. Growth means pushing through the hard stuff. It means sharing your pains with close friends. It means getting back up, dusting yourself off when you fall down. It means ridding yourself of people who desire to do evil and gathering people around you who wish to do good. Facing reality is part of growing up. When we ignore reality and live as though it doesn't matter, we are classified as loony. Loonies believe they can control the world, when in reality we can only control our own self. Yes, there are those in high places that wish to rule the world, but they too must face the reality that they will never be able to place their brain in a perpetual machine that will allow them to live for thousands of years. The reality is they can't. The only thing they can do is place their name on a building, in a business, and that's about it. We all die, and then we face God. It's what we do with this life that matters. Growth comes when you say, I refuse to be a victim, and I will be a victor. I will overcome by refusing to dwell on the past and press forward, learning from one's mistakes while educating oneself on better ways of doing things, be it relationships, finances, health, and walking with God. Speaking of growth, the Truther community has grown from a ragtag group of truth tellers back in the 60s to legion. Listening to some of the pioneers of this movement, one is shocked at the way things used to be. Alternative doctors were sent to jail, some even murdered. Same with truth speakers who ended their lives through suicide. But by the 80s, TV shows were featuring people talking about Gulf War syndrome. People were speaking about the CIA drug dealings, as with the church community, as a matter of fact, going after top officials for shipping cocaine into the U.S. Remember the Iran-Contra scam and so many others? Doctors were speaking out back in the 70s about the industrial medical system and the drug industry's influence over it. This isn't anything new. The only thing new is the internet, the great equalizer, where billions of people have their information at their fingertips. And the younger they are, the more they wish to share their discoveries using social media platforms, the likes of TikTok, YouTube, Rumble, Instagram, and others. Sure, the powers to be do all they can to suppress the truth. And let's face it, mainstream media, TV is bought and paid for propaganda and has zero bearing on the truth. There has been a huge explosion since 2020 of truth-seeking going on. Now we must harness this energy to make the changes needed to right the listing ship of state. The good news is there are more and more people jumping on board to make this transformation a reality. They're rejecting left-right paradigms and working to fix the system, not the players within the broken system. There is a growing army of believers within the church who are rejecting Zionism and calling out Israel for its murderous ways. Zionism is now being seen for what it is, a false teaching that was introduced by a false teacher back in the 1800s. The old guard is trying to hang on to this paradigm, but many truth-seeking Christ followers are discovering this and teaching it and showing that it is not what God's plan is all about. Why? Because the growth of media platform alternatives, the likes of the ones you are listening to right now. So don't give up. Don't be discouraged. God is working mightily all over the earth. He isn't done, and he doesn't want us to stop working to right the wrongs that have been done to us. And that's the way I see it.
I always love how your words go along with everything we're going to talk about in the podcast. And even just this morning, I was going through the Bible verse we're going to talk about later with my kids. And it's all that, right? Like just believing in self, having a purpose, and God rules. He so rules. So with that, our goal for the Flame podcast is to make it a top performer within the political podcast category. It's as simple as sharing the show with three of your friends. And speaking of sharing, we have a great guest coming up.
Did you know that there is a community of human beings that live to be well over 100 years old? It's true. The Hunza people live to be anywhere between 120 to 140 years old. Their secret? Vitamin B17. At Richardson Nutrition Center, founder John Richardson and his family have made it their mission to add vitamin B17 back into the human diet. Vitamin B17 is found in over 1,200 foods in nature and has been gradually eliminated from the human diet throughout the past 100 years. Over the past 20 years, our products have helped customers with immune support, energy, heart health, and much more. At Richardson Nutrition Center, we have developed a product line to easily incorporate B17 back into your diet.
Wow. Welcome to our Torchbearer segment, where we interview people who are carrying the torch of truth and making a positive difference in our world. But before we talk with our guests, I want to remind everyone to visit theflameusa.com. There you can find the Act 333. And also, I want to remind everyone to please be liking and subscribing. We grow when you guys share. Speaking of sharing, today I'm excited. We're going to talk all things water with Nelson McElveen. Welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself just briefly and just share who you are?
Well, we're a company that makes a water wellness product. We filter the water in ways that nobody else does. We don't use reverse osmosis, and we do not use salt in the house systems. What we do is everything's natural, and if you use our water, there's a health benefit behind it because we allow the magnesium and calcium, oxygen, heavy amounts of oxygen, and pH of 9 in every glass of water you drink.
All right. So yes, let's talk. I love water. I'm kind of a water snob. I actually, here in Linwood, Washington, we have a natural spring. And I have, 5 gallon big glass containers that I go and fill. I've had the Kagan guys over before and had conversations about Kagan water and all of those things. So let's talk about filtration, and why filtration is important and what the difference in filtration is.
Okay. So the average concept for filtration is carbon. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what we've learned over the last 30 years is everything that you've been doing with water has been a lie. So Kagan, not to use them, pick them specifically, but what they do is a way of taking the pH and bringing it up to a 9.0, correct? Everybody thinks that's great. Well, the only really true way to do pH is with minerals. Kagan uses electricity. So what electricity does is you zap the water, you raise it up, and then it drops. It goes from a 13 pH down to a 7.5 in 7 days, and now you have the same product you had before. Our water goes through minerals that are in your water. We don't take them out. So when you go through an RO, you basically take a water and you drive it down into a bad place. You don't keep the pH in the water. Our water goes to 9.0, stays like that for the rest of its life. Doesn't change. We're not doing anything different. So I have water that's 2 years old. I shoot it with my pH gun. It hasn't changed. The same thing it was when I made it 2 years ago when I went through our filtration system. So that's one of the differences. Here's the thing. So when you go with any kind of a water filtration product, you're drinking water, it's dead. It takes everything out. Then they say, hey, we can give you magnesium and calcium back in the water with what? Chemicals?
Fluoride. So fluoride that destroys your teeth.
Well, hold on. We'll get to that in a minute. So that's another product that has been introduced into your water system because they need to sell that bad product somewhere and you're paying for it.
Yep.
Lovely. Okay. We remove fluoride at 100%. Gone. Out of the water. So we'll get into all that in a moment. But here's the deal. With the problem with water that you're using in an RO system is that water is being killed. Now that's the standard. Okay. So what does dead water do? Well, when you're taking all these pharmaceuticals, they allow you not to taste the pharmaceuticals. When you have living water, you will taste the pharmaceuticals. You will taste the radiation you're taking when you're having chemo. You'll taste all these things in the water. Your coffee will even come up differently with our water. You use blended coffee, you'll get a grease spot on the top of your coffee cup. If you have to use pure coffee, and that's what you want to be drinking, but if you drink dead water, it doesn't care. That's what we're doing.
You're saying that your filtration system allows the water to be alive.
110%.
Okay, so in my ignorant brain of dead water and living water, it makes sense to me that if water is one of the best ways to filter our bodies, and rid of toxins and other things. It's what feeds our cells and other things. So it makes sense to me that if the water is dead, it's not actually going to be able to heal your cells and filter out toxins out of your body, because your body is living, so you need a living entity to fill it.
Okay. That's very true.
Okay.
Now, let me kind of go off on that a little bit and kind of go out down a little pathway here that you'll enjoy. So you bring your water in through your main water line. Oh, let's say, okay, so you go and get the spring water.
Yeah.
Is it coming out of the ground or does it go through an RO system?
Nope, it's coming straight out of the ground.
Okay. What's in the ground now?
Who knows?
Nitrates.
Okay.
All your pharma. So everything that goes through your body, when you go to the washroom, it ends up in your drinking water.
Okay.
So that spring water has that in it. It's in the ground. It leaches out. It keeps moving. Water is everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all the pills that grandma just dumped down the toilet because she got a new set of pills from pharma, you're drinking that. Estrogen, you're drinking that. That's why men have issues now, okay? All those things are part of the problem, right?
Did you just say that men have issues?
Some do.
You just said it so collectively, like, that's why men have issues. I'm like, you're so right, Nelson. Yes, men have issues.
But here's the problem. When you drink our water, those issues go away.
Oh, man.
And here's
ladies and gentlemen, run to Nelson's website right now and get this water filtration and fix your husbands and your sons.
I'm going to explain to you why. You're going to get a kick out of this. So regular systems, okay, they destroy your water. And then you had this tank in your house, which you're putting salt into, right? And that salt, what does that do when you take a shower? Salt goes in your body because you're a sponge. Not a really good idea, is it? So you're actually dumping poison into your water lines to take a shower in and to wash your clothes in and to wash your dishes in, and there you go. That's what you have going through your house, right? Mm-hmm. We don't do that. Ours is all done with catalytic carbon. Remember that, catalytic. It's not the same as regular carbon.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Catalytic is a very expensive product, and it's activated, okay? So we can remove out chlorine, ammonia, chromium-6, arsenic, fluoride, vinyl chloride, and all pharmaceutical VOCs, okay? So pharmaceutical VOCs are the problem. So we'll get to that in a moment. So we add in 68 parts per million of oxygen, okay? Nobody else in the world has figured out, except Deepak Chopra, who is our chemist, figured out how to put oxygen into your gut, mm-hmm. which goes into your liver, your colon, your prostate, all these things. The oxygen will destroy the big C word, because oxygen and cancer can't live in the same place.
Yep.
Okay. We have all kinds of testimonials of people that have had cancer and it's at bay now. We don't promote it. We can't say that, you know, we're the fix.
In your opinion, you have people that have given you testimonies?
Yes, many. And it's scary because we're not really pushing that, right?
Right.
But now, when you're drinking water, then we take your water to a 9.0 pH. So when you go and get that, go to the water store and get your electrified pH water, mm-hmm. it starts at 13 and drops to 7.5 in 7 days. 13 is what we use to plate chrome parts on cars. You don't drink that kind of water. It's poison. Until it hits 9 and 8.5 is where you want to be. Anything lower doesn't work. Anything higher is poison. That's what we do, okay? And our water looks almost like a 3D product. When you look at it, it has a depth to it. Dogs go flipping crazy over this water. We'll put down steak. My wife has a dog rescue, so we have dogs off the street. These guys only care about one thing, food.
Food, yeah.
We put the water down. We put the steak down. And, I mean, we'll go to, like, Steak 44, which is one of the most expensive steakhouses in Phoenix. She'll put that steak down. That dog is going to the water first every time. And it won't stop drinking the water till it's gone. Here's the catch. They drink 4 bowls of water today, where they used to drink one of the other stuff. Mm-hmm. and they don't go to the washroom anymore because it goes into your body and your body absorbs it. Yes. That's a totally different thing. When your body absorbs water, it does magic for you, okay? So that's one of the things that we do. Also, we use a product called Bone Char. Bone Char was created back in the 1900s when fluoride was bad for you, and it takes out all the fluoride. Then they kind of make Bone Char kind of not real available anymore because they want you to be drinking this fluoride. What does fluoride do? It gives you thyroid cancer. That's what it creates.
Oh my gosh! Actually, that's crazy that that you just said that, because I know so many women right now that are having issues like hormonally, and all of them are ending up with thyroid issues and so yes, thyroid issues are a huge deal, and they affect everything in your body.
Yes. That does. That's where we're at. So what we remove is, we remove this product out. It's all natural. Everything we do is natural. You can dump this stuff on the ground, our product on the ground. It doesn't matter. Okay? And when you see a cup of our water, there's so much oxygen in it, it's visible. And they're big bubbles. They're not like little bubbles, you know, it's a real deal, and it's there forever. It never goes away. Once it's in the water, it's created. It just doesn't leave. So if you go to, say, the Sun Stadium here in Phoenix, all the water in that Sun Stadium is ours. They figured it out. The company that owns the Sun Stadium building is called Footprint. And their motto is to change the footprint of the world from a carbon footprint. They supply all the stadiums with wooden, nice forks and spoons, disposable. They went to us. They came to us. They didn't even talk to us about it. They just bought the product. They installed it. And they get they see we're using phosphates to get rid of scale for your ice cubes in our product. Our product is so much more good for you. Phosphates will cause poison. It's a poison that will kill you over time. Mm-hmm. And those are the things that we've been dealing with. And what we have, so going back to the really big picture here, we went into East Palestine, Ohio. You've heard of that place?
Where?
East Palestine, Ohio.
Yep.
Okay. We went in there when Trump went in there. And we gave them 200 systems, okay? We had tests, the EPA tests. We had the EPA go in there and do a chain of custody so they couldn't come back at us. Mm-hmm. We removed, okay, so the EPA could take the water down to 5.0. They shoot oxygen into the water and blow it up. We took it to zero. We took every bit of vinyl chloride out of the water. We're the only company in the world that has a product that can do that. We're going back. You can tell your listeners this. We're going back with the president in October and giving away 2,000, one to every home in East Palestine.
That's
going to be part of
amazing.
The president's going to be part of giving back. He told them he'd come back with a solution. We had the solution. You gave them bottled water the first time. That's giving them like a fish, right? Now we're giving them a fishing pole, and the system will take care of their water needs forever.
You're the solution for the pollution.
So we went in the first time. Well, yeah, and people don't care for that too much. But here's the neatest thing that we're doing that you'll love. This is the part that all the guys need. We take out all pharmaceutical VOCs. Mm-hmm. So we take out everyone that's been vaccinated, and there are rumors that the vaccine is being dumped into the water systems. Everyone that's been vaccinated, when you go to the washroom, you put that into the drinking water. That goes in. We remove it 100%. We remove the plastic, the nano bits of plastic that are in the plastic bottles that are in your body. We scrub your body. We remove all the PFAs. We remove 220 PFAs. That's everything that comes out of the water, okay? And here's how we do it. Our carbon that we use to get rid of this product is, say, remember this number.
Catalytic
carbon. Is 600 grains a day. Go ahead.
Catalytic carbon.
Carbon is 600 grains. Catalytic carbon, okay, runs about 1,000 grains of density. Your carbon that's in your RO systems is 600 grains of density. What we've learned over the last 30 years is we do not use ROs to clean the water. We use time and density. Time and density, remember that. Mm-hmm. The longer it takes to go across carbon, the denser the carbon, the more we take out of the water. The carbon that we have is 2,800 grains of density with magnesium infused into it. All right? That is how we scrub the water of everything bad in it, and it makes the water very, very sweet. It'll be sweeter than the water you get from that spring, and it's cleaner. Because here in Arizona, we went to dark water. Mm-hmm. California's in dark water. Mm-hmm. We clean it 100%. We make the water pure and good, okay? So here's how this all came about. There's some folks over in Europe, and we have two sets of water filtration. The water filtration that you're used to, RO, reverse osmosis. Mm-hmm. Kill the water, let the masses get dirty water, dead water. Then there's the water for the globalists, and that's the water treatment that we have. We take out everything out of the water, and we leave everything in the water, and we boost it, okay? So we bring a product in from Siberia, and that product is it's all natural, and it takes the water to a 9.0 pH. It's all natural. It's all just, you know, all it is minerals. And that's how we do it. So everything we do from beginning to end is 100% natural. So let's say you have a nice home, all right, and you have an on-demand water heater, or you have a hot water tank, and it's full of scale. We remove scale. That's our core business. Hershey's, Kraft Cheese, these people use our product to remove the scale in their water lines. I use it in my injection molding facility to keep the water lines clean so my molding machines run at a cooler temperature. And it's all natural. Oxygen scrubs the water lines. That's how we clean everything, okay? That's why I started this product 7 years ago. 7 years ago, I got to get the news that my PSA levels were going from 1.6 and climbing. That happened in June. By October, I was at 3.9. I went and had an ultrasound done, and it showed a growth. Then I went to a guy I called a specialist. In January, okay, the specialist. And here's what the specialist decided he wanted to do. To fix this problem, sir, we have to cut it out. Okay? I'm just drinking my water, excuse me.
I might be a little bit jealous that you're drinking your water and I don't have it. I think we have a leg. You just looked at me like I am like the craziest person in the land.
He's telling you the story of visiting his doctor, and you said, I'm jealous. It's like, no, no.
No, he said, I'm drinking my water. Then I responded.
Oh. Yes. No, it wasn't.
No, I'm not jealous that you were having cancer issues.
No, so we went to the doctor, and, you know, me and my wife were sitting there, and he's saying, you know, I don't understand these things. I'm this guy that never gets sick. Mm-hmm. I don't take pills. I go to my doctor twice a year for a checkup, and we laugh. You know, it goes, if I had all my patients were like you, I'd be broke.
Yeah.
Okay. So we sit down, and the guy looks at me, and he says, okay. I said, what's the procedure? You know, what's going to happen? He goes, well, we'll go in and we'll chop it all out. We'll get it all. You'll be fine. And I said, okay, so is my life going to change? And he says, yeah, you'll become a eunuch. And I says, no, thank you. I'm done. So I looked at my wife, and we've been married for like 42 years. So we get along. We like each other, you know.
Right. This is a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal, right? So we get up. We walk out. And my wife's looking at me like saying, you don't have any options here. It's either this or you die.
And you're like, I'll take it. I'm dead. Kill me now.
Well, that's what I said. I said, I'm good. You know, everything's fine. You know, what's the point?
Yeah.
And so we go home, and I'm sitting there scratching my head saying, you know, I move oxygen. I create oxygen naturally. It's not an oxygen we pump into the water. In our product, it has a product called CT resin. One of the tanks is called CT resin. And that's negative and positive ions. When the scale goes past these, it creates an oxygen bubble around the scale and breaks it into a powder form, and it scrubs and cleans and creates. That's how you create oxygen. So the harder your water, the better.
Yeah.
Okay. And this, I mean, we're talking quarter inch bubbles, and I'll explain to you some people that are on this water that you'll know their names. And so I go home, I build my first system. We just bought a home that month. I put it in. I drank the water. I told the doc I'd come back in about 4 months later and see what we'll do then. I'll do another blood test. Do the blood test in May. I go back at the end of May, and the gentleman looks at me and says, "What'd you do?" I said, "I've been drinking oxygenated water." I didn't know the water went to 9.0 pH. I didn't know any of these things. All I knew is I moved oxygen, okay? And I was leaning on that. He goes, "You're down to 1.7, and the growth is gone."
Amen.
I go, wow, that's pretty good. And I've been there now for 7 years. So we're all good, right? So we're getting testimonials from people, women with breast cancer, women with other kind of metastasized cancer. Are you familiar with a gentleman called Jim Burr, the comedian?
Jim Burr? No.
Yeah. Look him up. He's kind of funny. He's been on television. He's done movies and all those things back in the 90s. And, you know, now he just does his skit. His wife has cancer, and she's been drinking our water for over a year now. And it's okay. You've heard of Roger Stone?
Mm-hmm.
His wife has cancer, and she's been drinking our water for over a year now. So Roger, in his infinite wisdom, decides that they're going to go the natural route, and they go and get water from a company in Colorado, and it's $1,000 a gallon. Okay? So they're buying the water, and they're drinking it, and she's hanging in there and doing well.
That's that holy water right there.
Well,
holy cow, that's expensive.
Well, it is, but you do what you got to do. When you grow, when things like this happen, we all go to the extreme, right? And for Roger, he could either give his money to the government or give it to the water people, right? So we turned around, we sent him a system, and Roger lives in Fort Lauderdale, so he got a glass of water from the tap, put it on a scale, got a weight. Took a glass of water from Colorado, put it on a scale, got a weight. Took our water, put it on the scale, and it was weighed the exact same as water from Colorado. That means the oxygen level was the same amount, right?
Right.
Our water costs you 0.00007 of a penny per gallon. They have oxygenated water, and we throw in, just for the fun of it, 9.0 pH.
So let's talk about that. I want to talk about what the water filter system looks like. Like, where is it? A countertop? Does it go under the counter? Is it a whole house system? What does it look like? And let's start there. What does it look like?
Okay, so what we do is we have two products. We have more than two products, but the two products that we're talking about is the under the sink system, which comes with the house system, emulates an RO. Emulates that, okay? It's two housings. They're crystal clear. They're the only ones in the world that don't break. Okay? Let's be clear about it. Because clear housings break.
Okay.
Everybody's afraid of them except ours. It's the only ones that don't. We work with Eastman Chemical to create the purest material in plastic that doesn't leach into your drinking water. Okay?
Right.
That's why we bring the material in white and we make it crystal clear. Eastman Chemical doesn't know how we do it. But because it's so pure, we feel it's worth it. You take this product, you mount it, two screws, mount it underneath your sink, take one line, disconnect your cold side of your faucet. Mm-hmm. There's a little valve, you turn it off, unscrew it, screw that into the right side of the unit, take the line from the left side of the unit and screw it into that valve, and you're done. It takes 15 minutes to install. If you have an RO system now and you want to get all that space back where you don't have the tank and everything, we will sell you a system that will go in and it has its own faucet that goes into the RO faucet. So now you don't have a hole in your counter. We utilize that, okay? Now, if you buy a house...
So I do have to say, I asked this question about what it looks like because I'm pretty picky. It is really tacky sometimes to have a filtration system sitting on your counter. Even for me, like I told you, I have these 5 gallon glass jugs and I do in my pantry area, I have it sitting on my counter and we walk over there and fill it up. So to have something that's underneath the counter, it's hidden away. You can literally just turn on your regular faucet and your filtered water comes through.
Yes. Now,
okay.
If you have, let's say you have a refrigerator.
Right.
And you have a line. We have a system for the refrigerator, but if you have a line, some people have lines behind their sinks, their counters, you can tee right into this thing and use it for your refrigerator also. That means your ice cubes are made from this. And your ice cubes, okay, so you know how you got clear ice cubes that have nice clear spot in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
That's chlorine. Our ice cubes are hazy. They're full of minerals. You can't see through them.
Right.
And they cool the water down very quickly. So when you put this in any liquid that you're drinking, these ice cubes, within 5 minutes, the glass will be cold. That's the difference. Okay? Total different product. Now,
and then do you have a whole house system for, like, showering?
Yes. And we have a shower filter that you can put in the shower if you live in an apartment. We have that. Okay? It's a little simple thing that goes between the head of the shower and the wall. Boom. Put it in. You're done. It's good for 3,300 gallons of water. Okay? Now, we have a whole house system. This is the cool thing. So the house system is a single tank. We call it the stacker. There's two tanks stacked on top of one another. They're about 6 feet tall. It cleans itself. You do not touch our system once you install it. You don't go and you monkey with it. You don't even look at it. I don't even know where mine is anymore.
You're like, don't even look at it. In fact, people, what? Are you listening? Don't even look at it.
It just works. Okay? It cleans itself every so many days. Okay? So what you do is you cut in your line, or if you have a loop in your house, you cut the loop. We have these things called shark bites, flexible tubing. You shove it on. You put the drain tube in your drain, you plug into the little wall, the timer comes on, and you're done. So here's what it's going to do for you. It will go in, and it will clean out your entire hot water tank. No scale. 100% gone. Okay? It will go in if you have an on-demand. You have to have our system, because on-demands only last 3 years because the scale buildup will close them down. We work with Ream, Ryan, Renit, so we understand these things. It will clean it 100%. Done. Clean. It'll go in and clean every pipe in your house. It will clean your wash machine.
I know that to be true because I mean, it's a different system, but I have a laundry ionizing system. And
don't need it.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I understand the cleaning of things because before, like, the washer would be kind of stinky and muggy and like the slimy stuff that kind of comes around the seals and stuff. And ever since I've been using an ionized washing system, my washer is, like, beautiful. It never smells. Let me just tell you, ladies, when you forget your laundry in the washer, it stinks. It's almost impossible to get the smell out. And when you have clean water that your system is using, your clothes don't smell. Like, legitimately, you could leave them in there for 2 days and they will not smell because they don't have all of the chemicals. So, yes, I'm using an ionized system, but I understand what you're saying because of that. And so, like, even just thinking about having a whole house system that does all of those things without even needing my ionized system is, like, blowing my mind right now, because my ionizer broke and I had to send it back and I didn't have it for 3 weeks. And I'm telling you, I stopped. I after, like, 2 weeks, I refused to do any more laundry because I'm like, there's not even any point in doing laundry without this thing. So I was so excited to get it back. I'm like, I'm never living without this ever again. And so I'm just super excited right now just thinking about having this water come through my washing machine.
Wait, it gets better. Here's the better part. So you have the thing called a dishwasher, right?
Yeah.
And you put little jet packs in there, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Forget that. No spots ever. When you use our product, all the spots are off your china, off your glasses. They're spot free.
Did you just say china in the dishwasher?
That's the thing of the past now.
Yeah, Crystal.
Did you just say china in the dishwasher?
I'm a guy.
He's a guy.
I don't know these guys.
Check this out. This morning, on Facebook, there was a post of a woman who had all her grandma's china in the dishwasher. And she said, look, ladies, let's just get down to business and talk the truth. Your grandmother wants you to use your china. right? She doesn't want it sitting in a box in the attic, never taking it out. So use the china and put it in the dishwasher and call it good. So I just love that you said china in the dishwasher because, ladies and gentlemen, use your china and put it in the dishwasher.
Yeah. Well, just think, it didn't have any spots on it.
Exactly.
Right? So that's one area. Now, let's move to the bathroom and you take a shower.
Let's do that because our skin is our biggest organ on our body.
Right. And you're taking a shower in poison-free water with oxygen in it. So now all that oxygen is going into your body on top of what you're drinking with our product. Oh, but here's what's going to happen. You will have white spots, white on the end when all is said and done. That's the scale. We do not remove scale. We do not get rid of scale. We make it so it's manageable. We manage scale. We manage it in your body. We manage your water pipes. We manage your hot water tank. Now in your shower, you can take a wet rag, wipe it, and it's gone. That's it. You can take a squeegee and it's gone. So that's what we do. Okay, that's what the product line does. Those are the things we are invested in. So we have two systems. If you have a house with over three bathrooms and showers, you use our big system, which costs $6,000. If you have a smaller home with two bathrooms and two showers, and you'll use a small system, which is $3,000. And that is the difference. And oh, by the way, the small system lasts 5 years. You don't touch it. The large system lasts about 8 to 9 years, and you don't touch it.
And so when you say you don't touch it, does that mean that you're not then buying new filters?
Yes, we recommend every couple of years to buy new filters for underneath the sink, just because that's a usable product that will wear itself out. But the main system, you never touch. That's good.
And then they also has the under sink process that we just ordered, and it's really inexpensive, and we're going to put that in our kitchen so that we can start have pure cold water, and that's our drinking water, cooking water, coffee water. And
I kind of feel like maybe I'm going to come to the studio in a couple weeks and you're going to tell me that you took a bath in your kitchen sink just because of that.
Yeah.
I think that might happen.
If it works, you do that. Now that little system is like $325. So for $325, and 15 minutes later, you're done. We ship everything at our cost, so there's no shipping charges at all with our stuff. We're putting on videos out there to show you how to even do the house systems. Mm-hmm. And every handyman can put our system in. That's how easy it is. It's not complicated at all.
And I'm excited.
But you got to understand, the product that we are bringing to the public right now, you'll never see anywhere else. And it's a product that's developed for the globalists of this world, not for you. That's the difference. You drink RO, they drink healthy water. Mm-hmm. Okay? I'll give you this. My dogs, and if anybody out there that has pets, we have a plethora of animals. When you own a dog rescue, you have a plethora of animals. And I can't even put a number on that, okay?
I can't
These
even
dogs,
put a number on that, he says. So, okay, but wait a minute. Are we talking like 25? Or are we talking about like 100?
No, we're down around 15.
Okay.
But they come and go. And one of the things you gotta understand is dogs like food. They don't care about water, right? Mm-hmm. They're all into this water. And we have the dogs that nobody ever wants, they live with us forever. They just, and we have a handful of those dogs, and the little ones are around 20 plus years old, and the big ones are around 16 plus years old. And, there are the ones that have contracted cancer and have passed away. But for the most part, the animals live longer.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the water. If you're in there fighting all the garbage that's in our water, and what people have understood is you can live how many days without food? You can only live
without
3 days
without food. You can live, actually, it's like over a month without food.
but you cannot eat more, you cannot live more than 3 days without water.
3 days without water. Yep.
Yep.
So what everybody's figured out is if you attack the water, you attack humanity. Mm-hmm. And they've done a very good job of that. So we've come up with something that's very unique. We've been very fortunate to have been given this opportunity by people that, how do I put it nicely, you know, aren't really interested in your well-being. And the product that removes the pharmaceuticals was created, I don't know if I mentioned this, but it was created for their fish farms. Because the fish farms were getting the vaccine from the drinking, from the, you know, the sewage water or whatever water that, the, you know, Europe has already been on this for a bit. That was ending up in the water tablet, which was ending up in their fish farms, which was ending up in their fish. And they're not vaccinated. Hate to say it. So that's the direction that we've gone. And I think we have something that is very positive. And it gives you, how do I put it? When you're putting that much oxygen into your being, it gives you an energy level that I can't explain it. It's not a coffee energy level. It's just an energy level.
Well, and there's so many people that do like oxygen bars. It's said that if you have like a hangover, like oxygen bars are the way to go, right? So, I mean, it just makes sense that when your body's getting proper oxygen, then it's working at, you know, an optimal place. And yes, you're going to be feeling better. You're going to be more aware. You're going to have more energy.
I didn't tell you this part. This is the part that all women love this part.
Okay. I want to hear. We have three more minutes. So we'll hear this. And then I want you to share with people how to find out about you.
Okay. So in the world of drinking bad water, you become like a prune, right? You start getting wrinkles and all that because you're not hydrated anymore. Because we hydrate at the level we're hydrating people, lines in people's faces are gone. Wrinkles around their eyes are dissipating. It's amazing what it's doing for folks. And they're like, I got women calling me up saying, all my lines are gone in my face. I says, oh, okay. I didn't know.
Here, can I give you a complaint card? Could you please fill that out?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, these are the things that we're seeing. But hydration matters.
Yeah.
Without it, you're in a bad way. So if you want to connect with us, go to Century H2O with an S, not with a C, use the S. And look up our products, see if there's something there that will help you have a better day, basically. That's all it is. It's a very simple way of getting it. And once you get it, comes UPS under the sink, you plug it in, and within 15 minutes after you put it in, because you got to purge the carbon out of the carbon dust out of it, your water's drinkable. Your first glass will probably be gray. Gray is not carbon. Gray is oxygen. That's how much oxygen it turns the water gray. You let it sit for a minute. It'll go clear, crystal clear. Drink it, and you'll never taste anything like this water. I can't even explain. When you talk about water from a spring, I think we're at that level and then some. That's how sweet this water turns out to be. Because of that carbon, it's at 2,800 grains of density. We can actually shut your water line down with our carbon. That's how dense it is. It's crazy.
It's absolutely amazing. Folks, water is super important. Nelson, thank you for coming on and talking with us everything water. I highly suggest that you do go to his website. Like I said, I have a laundry system that I'm obsessed with, and I'm actually more obsessed with the thought of this product than what I currently have. So thank you, Nelson, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
This is the part of our show we call our weekly word of encouragement, where we take a few minutes to reflect back on what God has been doing in our lives. But before we share, please make sure to check us out at theflameusa.com. Get our paper, do the act 333. And today I'm excited about our Bible verse today because I actually had amazing time with my kiddos this morning while they were eating. And we just talked about what this verse meant to them. And it is Mark 9:23. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes. And I feel like it's so important. It goes with the podcast that we did yesterday. It goes with what Steve was talking about in the beginning of the show. And just like God is so amazing. And when we believe in him, all things are possible. When we believe in ourselves. So gosh, I feel like I'm talking about my kids a lot today, but my son is playing baseball and he's been playing, this is his, I think it's his third season.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, he's just so athletic. He's 10. He's super athletic, amazing, you know, first, second, third base, outfield, every game. He makes amazing plays and gets up to bat, and he just can't make that bat, you know, connect to the ball.
I remember those days. I played everything really good, but trying to connect that bat to the ball, when I did, it was typically okay, but I never... Especially when I got into playing hardball in middle school, it was just like, wham! Oh gosh, how did that go? I have glasses though, so that may have something to do with it. So, talk to me about that.
Yeah. So, and the thing is I think the first couple times it's probably genuine, right? You're learning.
Right.
You don't know how to stand. You don't know, you know, when to swing the bat. You don't know how fast the pitch is going to be. You're trying to focus on whether it's a good pitch or, you know, if it's a strike or if it's a ball. So all the things, right? And then I think we get in our own way. And we're like, oh, well, I can't hit the ball. I can't hit the ball. Right. So I've been encouraging him, like, no, you have to decide that ball has already been hit. Right. Like, I am hitting this ball out of the park, and you're going to convince yourself every time. My husband went and got him a half an hour lesson. And so part of that, again, was, you know, the coach was just talking to him about, you know, being confident. And because for a while he would step out, and then like this year he's staying in, but he just can't get it to connect. And the thing is he's swinging at the right balls, you know? So he's doing all the right things. So, last night he was playing and, he got two foul balls. So like he connected,
cool.
Right? Twice. And then he hit a double and got two RBIs. So, it was just amazing because he got in there. And he knew he was going to hit it.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
That was all it was. Like, yep. I'm hitting this thing this time, right?
Right.
He was confident. And so last night, and when he did, he literally, his face was just, like, lighting up. Like, yeah, I did it. He was coming in. His coaches are tapping him. Everybody's picking him up. Like, so excited because it's the first connection he's made, right? And so when we got home and I was putting him to bed and I'm like, hey, Mylan, what do you think the difference was? And he's like, I knew I was going to hit it, Mom. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly it. Right. Like when you know and you step into that, then you're guaranteed everything, you know, and God gives us that. So, Steve, what do you think about that verse?
Well, I like what you're just saying. When you know you're in the will of God, it doesn't matter what other people think.
Yeah.
Not at all. And when you get to that point where you are focused and you're following what God has laid out for you to do, especially after years of trying to figure out what you're supposed to do, and then finally you connect with it, it's like there will be things that come along your way, and you just you stop and say, okay, I need to get take care of this. But now I'm back on the road of what I need to get taken care of. So there's confidence knowing that if you're in Christ and you have a walking relationship with him, you don't fear anything.
Right.
You don't fear what the world's going to do. I can look up in the air and go, yeah, they're spraying again. But, you know, ultimately God's in control.
Yeah.
And that I can look, we talked about water. And, okay, I've been drinking water. It's not as good as it should be. But the fact is I have at least clean water. There are plenty of people around the world that have dirty water, and they have all sorts of parasites in them. So I'm grateful for that. Now I'm getting a filter because we can afford it. I'm thinking about long-term planning here. So I operate with that mindset that God, give me wisdom. That's mm-hmm. been my prayer for decades. And God does give me wisdom. He gives me knowledge. He gives me understanding. And it's not just so that I can just know all this. It's so that I can help other people walk into it as well.
Yeah. On Facebook the other day, somebody was commenting on that, but then they were also saying, and if I get it wrong, I'm going to thank him. Right. So sometimes it's even that process too, is knowing his will for us. But then when we're like, oh, wait a minute, I thought it was going to be this way and it's not, I'm wrong. But then being grateful, right? Because once one door closes, another one opens.
That's right.
Right? So continuing to walk in his will and being grateful even when we get it wrong.
Yeah, a righteous man can fall 7 times and he gets back up.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, the wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as lions. That's my saying on my show, The Lion Zone, where I teach people to be lions and not the prey in a world of hungry jackals and vicious wolves. Because
it's a really good show, guys.
The fact is, there are the globalists. There are the people who want to denigrate us, that want to push us down, suppress us, and oppress us. But I have a lot of hope
mm-hmm.
because my hope is placed on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, as the song goes. But it's also that God is working. Every time I avail myself to listening to shows or podcasts or reading about what's going on in the world of Christianity, I'm hearing stories of people being lives being changed and transformed all over the world. And yes, there are people who are holding on to bad systems and theologies that's harming people. But there's an awakening taking place. We've seen this since 2020, mm-hmm. as I said in my monologue earlier. I have a lot of hope, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
And our testimonies are so important. I took a call this morning on my way in, and we were talking about that. Just when we get to share our testimonies, then people can see the power
yes.
of God's healing. They can see the power of believing and stepping into him. They can see the results. I mean, I don't know how many times we know about, you know, the sea being parted, and I thought to myself, well, I don't see God parting seas. Like, what the heck? I don't get that. I don't get those cool miracles. But there's miracles happening every day and all around
yes.
us. And when we step into his will, and we step into relationships with other people, and we talk about those testimonies, then we can see the true power of him, and we can be concentrating on that and not what the evildoers are doing. Because I think, too, when we're in relation, it feels good, right? We were talking yesterday about egos and Satan and being prideful. Like, it doesn't even feel good to be around people like that.
No.
Like, you have conversation with them and you're just like, oh my gosh, when can I leave this conversation? Like, this person is something, right? But when you're around somebody who's giving their testimony and you're just able to have conversation with a God-fearing person, you're like, oh, this feels good.
I
want to sit in this.
Yeah.
So I do believe that God is working. I do believe we are in incredible times.
Me too.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Make sure you're liking and subscribing. And as we like to say, I'm Anna Kane.
And I'm Steve, the producer, Johan, reminding you to keep your tinder dry and your torch lit, as together with God's help, we're spreading the truth like wildfire.
Wildfire.